management operating system and how things work. But then we also talked about a lot of whatever changed and the changes going on. The next part was your role in it all. And now is the third part, which is basically activating and integrating our organic 3D and 5D world within us, because it's really about us. And I know we covered some of that in the other two parts of it. However, we're going to go deeper into it today. And we're also going not only get more information, but we're going to go into the processes. And you are the ones that are going to be making the commitments moving forward, because this is your journey. I mean, nothing's going to change in our reality and on a collective perspective at this point in time, unless we get into action, we step into our organic state, okay? And this is why it's so important. A lot of people think that, okay, the world's going to change around us and then everything's going to be okay. Well, first of all, there's nothing wrong with the world. We're having a very interesting experience, and all of it has served us in one way or another. There's no mistake about it. However, at this point in time, we're getting to the point where we are deciding that now we're going to step it up. We're going to go into our natural design, the real true design where we want it to flourish, okay, in a different way than what we have now. Because we wanted to really experience a backward world and going into a place where you could lose yourself. I mean, this is like any amusement park. This was a very challenging amusement park, and this is still part of it now. The only difference is that we're stepping it up and going into another state to experience ourselves in a bigger way than before. Anyways, We're just stepping it up. So a lot of the changes that have occurred on the planet, which we were instrumental, it's not like it happened outside of our work. Many of us have been working on the back end on so many ways, even not even realizing it. Plus, we've had a lot of assistance from our brother sister souls that have really created a new playground or platform for us. So yes, we've talked about stepping into an organic 3D and organic 5D. And I will go a little bit more in details with that very quickly just to bring you up to date. But at this point in time, this is all geared for us to really move forward. And guess what? We all realize that we are now into 2020. And we've just started 2020. And we've just gone through another little change. And I will cover some of those details as we go along to actually facilitate us even further. But it's really us that's making the changes within us. And this is why we're doing this workshop, so that you will activate and integrate the organic 3D and 5D playground. And also, it's not only just the playground, it's also us. It's us, how we navigate, how we connect to that playground, because it's really us that's changing to that, to match that. And even it's not in a sense where we are foreign to it. We may have been foreign because we've played in that reversed world for the longest time. And now to go back into playing in that aligned world, which was our natural state, it is still in our blueprint. It's still in our operating system. Each of our DNA still have all of those encodements right in there, so that when we are ready to make the commitment to move forward, then we will, step by step. And the thing is, the question to ask yourself, and I want you to ask the question for yourself, because this is not just for me to just say something to you. The thing is, right now, the choice you have, and ask yourself which choice you would like to have. The choice is, do I just continue to put in time and wait for things to change, for me to align? Or do I choose to take an active role in stepping in and really moving forward in a big way to align with all the changes that are going in? So that means, are you stepping into the participant part, the collaborative part, to create these changes, to be part of these changes? Because we always have. We can sit on the sideline. We can look at it and say, okay, I'll wait. And many of us have. Now, because you're committed to doing what we're doing here today, you've already made part of the decision. But the thing is now to commit to yourself. So I want you to say to yourself, I'm committed to wait, or I'm committed to really take action to move forward in a big way, to align and to be an active participant and also facilitator of this change. It doesn't mean you have to take on these responsibilities and you know, I'm responsible for the planet and whatever else is going on. We are all part of it, but you are part of it. You are part of that puzzle that allows that to come about. So make that statement to yourself. And when you're making the statement again, look at the statement that you're making to yourself. I am committed to move forward because I want to be part of it, because I have the excitement of it, not the dread. Because if I stay stuck, it feels miserable. No, celebrate. Be excited about whatever you've experienced up to this point in time. It's now the next chapter. So you have to, as you celebrate, you're open yourself for the next part of it. And that's what we are doing.